This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll-free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Good morning. Welcome to Party Line on a Friday. Want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Miller Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antiques, step back into a simple time. And ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, we are your free local online newspaper. I'm Kevin Keith, along with WILO News Director Ken Hartman. Ken, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, here we are. It's Friday, partly cloudy from the Skywatch weather forecast. And then, some sun this afternoon? Maybe. Cold, though. The sun's trying to come out now.
Yeah, but it's going to be in and out all day, so I just called it partly cloudy. Partly cloudy. Let's let it go today.
And that also means partly sunny, doesn't it?
Well, supposedly it does.
A high 42, and windy again? It might be chilly again today.
Yeah, it will be.
You know, yesterday, you and I were talking in the afternoon. I was coming back from lunch, and it was 43 about 1 o'clock, but it was the coldest 43
That's right.
I had felt in a while.
Yep.
And last night, I had some hard frost on the vehicle this morning, so, and I noticed you do too, and you've been here.
Well, that problem, I didn't have it when I came here. It was still not that cold yet.
Yeah, you've got some frost on your car.
Well, so I wouldn't be surprised. I always do.
Yeah, 42 the high today, and then clear tonight, a low at 25, some sunshine in the area tomorrow, high 48, 32 Saturday night, Sunday, slight chance of rain, a high 52. And then Monday, a high 45 with a chance of rain again. I think it's a pretty good chance of rain on Monday, WLFI was talking about this morning. It's a chilly 37 now from WILO, your official weather station. Friday morning, and we'll have Tammy Danner and Karen Garza with the Learning Network coming up at 9 o'clock. I'll be speaking with them. And Tammy's a new employee there, I believe, and so we'll be seeing what they're going on as we try to keep it local here on Party Line, Ken. I know we've been working on that a lot, and you've been working hardest on that. You've got quite a few new ones on since I've been here and since we've been working together. So thank you for your efforts on that.
Okay.
And keep working on that.
Blake,
pretty thanks. Please. Pretty please.
No.
What? Sunday, you need to go out and check out the show pig sale at the Clinton County Fairgrounds. It's the West Central Indiana Elite Show Pig Sale, according to Jamie Blacker. They got six breeders. The viewing is between 11 and 1. The sale starts at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon at the Clinton County Fairgrounds. They're selling 50 barrows and gilts. If you need more information, call Jamie at 765-894-7854. Again, that's 11 to 1 for the viewing of the show pigs on Sunday at the Clinton County Fairgrounds, and then they'll be doing the sale sometime between 1 and 3. We've got Michael on the line. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I want to personally thank my good friend Russ Casper for missing that auction that was going to be last night.
Mm-hmm.
He spoke stuff.
Yeah.
I went out there and spent a small fortune. Thank you, Russell.
Okay, very good.
I saw him out there. I was so surprised. I went out about 4 o'clock, and I thought, I'll just look around, see how the other half lives,
right,
and then come home. Well, by golly, there was all kinds of stuff I was interested in. I didn't get out of there until about 5 till 10 last night.
Wow. Well, I know Vern and Lillian traveled to several countries throughout their long life, so that, I'm sure they had some unique stuff. You want to mention a couple items you bought?
Well, the things that I bought, and I talked to Russ about this, there was a lot of car brochures. I'm into old cars, you know, and the brochures you get at the dealerships. Some of them went clear back into the 50s, so I bought a bunch of those, and then there was a bunch of farm living magazines. Well, they had a lot of truck ads in them, so I bought all those. But I talked to Russ. There were boxes and boxes and boxes of comic books. And I said, I never knew your dad saved comic books or car brochures. He never said anything about that on Party Line. And Russ said, well, not all this stuff's with Mom and Dad's. There's other auctions in here, too.
Oh, okay. So they kind of combined. Okay, yeah.
So actually, I don't think I bought anything that belonged to his folks.
Well, that's a good time nonetheless. I'm sure they appreciate that support. Was there a lot of people out there last night?
Well, it's been 15 years since I've been there, but yeah, the place was packed. And when I got there at 4, the auction didn't start till 6, but the parking lot was not full, but filling up.
Right. Well, I know they do that every Thursday night up there at the Rossville Auction Service, so that's a pretty cool deal.
Now I got a little history for you.
All right.
Okay, now you guys know where, Long John Silver sits.
Mm-hmm. Where it used to be, right?
Yeah. Well, it's still there, but it's out of business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you also know where the Dairy Queen and Jim Dandy, used to be Jim Dandy, the restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay, one of those two spots, and I'm hoping Dick Greeno's listening and he can call in and say, because when this took place, my little mind was not writing all this stuff down and absorbing it, because I didn't think 60 to 65 years later I'd be talking about this on the radio.
Right.
But there were houses on both those spots, big houses. And I'm thinking, if you take, well, I know this, if you take 28 east out of Frankfort, get down there to where it jogs to the south, if you turn there, there's an animal hospital there. You know where I'm talking about?
Yep, I know where that's at.
Well, somewhere right in that area, way back off the road, there's a great big tall two-story house, white one, that used to sit in one of those two spots there in Frankfort.
Okay. Well, they moved it?
They moved that huge house down 28 all the way out to there.
Wow.
But I'll tell you another one. Now, you guys know where the First Christian Church is? It sits at the corner of Columbia and West Walnut?
Sure.
Yeah.
Cat a corner from there is a gas station. Used to be Wake Up. I don't know what it is now.
It's good to go.
There was a huge house sitting there, too. And now that house is sitting at 1104 East Wabash Street, across from what used to be Riley School.
I'll be. Yeah, I think maybe I saw something on Richard's Facebook page a couple weeks ago.
Really?
That was a picture of, and I may not be right, but it seems familiar. It was a picture of them moving a house a long time
ago. Down Walnut Street.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've got that picture. It came out of the newspaper.
I remember that. I think I remember that.
I don't know how long it took. It seemed like maybe 2 days. I don't think they could block a state highway too long.
Right.
A house in it. I rode my bicycle down there every day, and I watched them move that house. They went down Walnut, going east. I do not remember now how they got the house from Walnut over to Wabash. A huge house, and
right.
Wabash Street, right in, or not Wabash, but I guess that's Williams Road. It's kind of narrow right in there. I don't know how they got the house over there. But that great big house is still sitting over there.
It's amazing they can do that, isn't it?
Well, I never knew as a kid they'd move a house.
Back then, yeah, even. Wow.
Yeah. And then I want to ask you guys another question. Do you guys happen to know the phone number for WRTV in Indianapolis?
I could probably Google it for you if you wanted to call me after 9:30.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll find it for you.
Channel 6, every day I watch The View because they don't care much for Donald Trump, so I don't miss that show. And it just goes off the air. I cannot get, sometimes between 9:30 and 2, it just goes off the air. I was watching it the other day, and I thought, well, good, I'll get to hear it today. And at 11:27, it just went blank, says no signal.
Do you have cable, or is it?
No, I don't
the
have
antenna?
Cable in my buddy has cable, and he says he doesn't lose it. I'm on the antenna.
Yeah, that might be what what the issue is there, because I also have antenna. We can't get cable where we're at, and I don't want a satellite.
Right.
So there's a couple channels I watch that I know every day at around the same time, I'll just lose it.
Is six one of them?
I don't get six, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I get 13 and 18 and PBS mm-hmm. and Fox mm-hmm. 59.
Okay. Well, I may give you. You going to be there after Party Line?
I will be. Yeah, I can find their phone number for you.
I would appreciate it, because I'm going to call him and ask him why this happened. It's just started within the last, month or so.
I think they would probably tell you it's the changing of the seasons with your antenna.
I moved my antenna.
Yeah.
My antenna's up in the attic, so I have to go up twice a year and move it, because you're right.
Yeah.
When the season changes, a lot of the channels don't come in or they're fuzzy.
Right.
So, well, I appreciate that.
Sure. Yeah, give me a call after 9:30, Michael.
I sure will. Thank you very much.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Appreciate that. Next Wednesday, Ken, it's the 2019 Infrastructure Summit. We'll have area planners and leaders in the area here in the newly remodeled Wylo Studios between 9:30 and 11. We do have three sponsors for this, and I meant to write them down. We do have a promo coming up in this first break, and I did tag the sponsors yesterday, so I don't want to miscommunicate there, but we do have three sponsors, and we appreciate them for the 2019 Infrastructure Summit coming up next Wednesday.
If you want to know, I can tell you.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Encompass.
Yeah.
Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
And the City of Frankfort's mayor's office.
Yes, you're right. Thank you very much for that.
I just did my little release yesterday that I had to do. So.
Okay, good. I couldn't remember for sure, and I hated to misrepresent on the air, so I'll write those down after Party Line here. And then we're getting ready for the Points of Light Volunteer Fair. It's going to be a 51 West Event Center on Tuesday, April 9th, between 4 and 7 p.m. We're hoping for about 30 area nonprofit organizations to participate. We'll have Frankfort's Unified Neighborhoods, or FUN, over there with something along the lines of taste testing fun and some prizes and tickets to give away. The mission is to basically inspire and encourage people to seek out ways to engage in their communities. So we'll be giving away some prizes and have some food as always. And we give the space available to nonprofits on a first come, first serve basis, no charge. All they got to do is come set up a table and send a representative. We had fun at that one last year. I think that was where Scott Shoemaker was threatening to tase you, Ken. You were a little out of control, if you remember, over at the fairgrounds.
I wasn't even there last year.
I thought you was.
No.
No, you was.
I was?
Yeah, over at the fairgrounds.
I don't think
That's where we did it last year. I think so. I remember you walking around looking dapper, and you had your tablet out there interviewing people.
I don't think so.
Okay. Maybe it was the Ken Hartman clone that's running around. We'll give him a job, too, if he ever shows up.
I'll keep him hidden.
Yeah, right. I'd like to have another one of me, too, and another one of you, and another Cindy, and another Melissa. But nonetheless, we will be over there, and Scott still might tase Ken if he's out of control.
I doubt that.
I still joke with Scott about that. He's got a good sense of humor. Spring Fling Craft Show. Don't forget, it's a couple Saturdays from now, April 6th. They'll be doing it all day. It's at the Doghouse of Frankfort Middle School at 329 North Mash Road in Frankfort. And 9 to 2, lunch, snacks, and drinks. And just the craft show where you can come and buy things. It's one of their big fundraisers. And they're hoping to buy a 3D printer with that. If you'd like more information, contact Kathy at 659-3321. That's 659-3321 for the Spring Fling Craft Show, Saturday, April 6th. What are you doing this weekend, Ken? Anything?
Right now, I don't know.
Yeah, okay. I think, if I'm not mistaken, we're getting rid of all the kids tonight for a couple days because they've got spring break next week, and Shell's dad's going to get them. So we may have the full weekend together, and she's off work, so look out. That just never, ever, 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 ever happens.
I'll send a patrol car out by your way.
No, please don't. No, please don't. Please don't.
Well, why not?
Well, maybe I don't know. You never know, right?
That's right.
Remind me to tell you something off the air. It might get a little wild this weekend. Okay. 2019 primary election forum. It's going to be on Tuesday, April 30th, 6 p.m., held in the Frankfort Middle School cafeteria. And that will be Frankfort Mayor Chris McBarnes and then also City Councilman Lewis Wheeler. They'll be there for the election forum. And Ken, you'll be there too, along with who else are we looking at?
Well, you need to go, but you need to backtrack. You missed two dates there.
Well, I didn't have that in front of me. I had the package that we were going to cover there.
We can mention
those two if you know them off the top of your head.
I always don't because I'm doing them.
So. Right. So you're in all of them, even though this is the one we're going to carry on
right.
the way.
Yeah. Wednesday the 24th, we'll have all the council seats that are in districts that are contested. That'll be three of those. So
that'll be a busy night.
Yeah, that'll be District 1 will be Clarence Worth and Gina Carson. District 3 will be Michael Bright, Corey Boyles, and District 5, and that's going to be David Hussey and Brant Fuller. That's the first night. Second night is Thursday the 25th. That'll be all the at-large candidates. There's four of those. So you got those on that night, and then of course the mayor went starting the following Tuesday,
and we'll be
all 6 o'clock,
and you and who else?
Probably Aaron Kennedy from the Times.
Okay, and special thanks to the Chamber of Commerce for making this happen and doing some of the legwork, or most of the legwork probably. Mm-hmm. But we'll be carrying the Frankfort Mayoral Candidates Forum live on YLO 6 p.m. Tuesday, April 30th in the Frankfort Middle School cafeteria. So we'll look forward to that and make plans now, right?
Uh-huh.
So we've got about 10 minutes left in the program. If there's something on your mind, you can call and talk to Ken and myself. It's finally Friday. The phone number is 659-3338 or 1-800-447-4463. This is the last day, officially, I think, well, tomorrow is, of the Severe Weather Preparedness Week, but we won't be on the air tomorrow to talk about it. But it is a good time to plan, prepare, and then practice the three Ps. Get a weather radio if you can. You can get, for less than $20, I think, you can get a nice one with NOAA. And it's also got the nice little tab on there. You can click any time, whether there's severe weather or not, for a weather forecast. You don't have to look at your phone, or it'll actually read it to you. It sounds kind of like this, but you can understand it. And then it will give you the watches and warnings and stuff as it comes up in your area for specific counties. So you can, they're easy to program too. If I could figure it out, you can too. Get you a weather radio if you can, and program it for, like, I don't know, four or five counties is kind of what I like to do in the surrounding areas. And then you just keep it plugged in, and it won't bug you unless it needs to. That's the cool thing about the alerts. It sends a tone when there's something serious and indicates to you right away. Now, every now and then when they do the tones with the tests, you know, like the tornado drills and warnings and stuff, you will get that. You'll have to go over and stop it manually. But that's just a simple one button push. So get you one of those if you can. And, of course, keep it here on YLO if something happens in the area. Ken or myself or all of us will be in here and taking care of you, because now is the time, right? In this next month or so, I mean, if we could start getting tornadoes and severe weather through here. So prepare a little bag, maybe. You don't have to put a whole lot in there. Just make sure you keep your cell phones charged. Maybe take an extra charger in case you do need to leave. Know which neighbors, this is a good one, might have disabilities or mobility challenges, and make sure you can direct first responders to that area and help them out, or maybe give them a ride if you're taking off. This is a good one too. Prune tree limbs and secure outdoor items that can be tossed about by high winds. Now, we've had some high winds mm-hmm. in the last 2 months here, and there were a couple trees that I was getting a little scared about at my house. I went and moved the vehicle one night because I didn't want to wake up the next morning with a big tree limb on top of my car. But we have had some things blow around the yard and everything. I mean, just even a full trash can would still blow around, you know?
Oh, yeah. And just a word to the wise is that if you have a tree, which I affectionately like to call, if you have a cavity at the base of it, get rid of it now.
Yeah, good point.
Because I can guarantee if the winds get up as high as they've been, that'll be the first thing that goes.
Mm-hmm.
And I can I can cite that from personal experience.
Yeah, I've had a couple of experiences.
I got lucky, at least mine didn't. It should have went through my bedroom. It just wrapped itself around the house.
Wow. Okay.
And you simply don't understand how big the actual branches are until you actually see it laying on the ground next to you.
Yeah, till they're there with you,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
Yeah.
You have no clue.
No, you're exactly right.
I mean, I looked at that and I went, what in the,
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right.
And when a guy chopped it up and took out, it took him 12 pickup loads to get it out of there.
Wow. I told you my brother has a tree trimming mm-hmm. business in Indy, yeah. and I helped him do a lot of that.
Yeah, it took him 12 pickup loads to get it out.
My brother had a trailer, so we could load quite a bit on that. But mm-hmm. You're right, and I didn't realize it.
I mean, I wouldn't have realized it either. I mean, you look up there and goes, oh, that doesn't look all that bad. Yeah, that's what you think.
Yeah. So, and there's plenty of tree trimming guys
yes.
around, and mm-hmm. Everybody gets You're free right. estimates and mm-hmm. stuff. So if you got something, yeah, now's the time.
I mean, I got lucky. I just had a row of shingles taken off. That's all I had taken off. And as I said, should have went straight through my bedroom because right outside my bedroom window.
Would you have been in the bedroom at the time?
No, I would have been up because it was like right about I just gotten home on Monday night. I was getting ready to take the dog out for a walk, and we decided to hit the basement and I heard something like, "What in the world was that?" And that was about 5:30, 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah,
that's when we had about. It was raining so hard, the wind was blowing so hard. I'm sitting in my driveway roughly between 10, 15, 20 feet away from the garage. I couldn't see the garage.
Wow.
That's how hard it was going.
Yeah. I've witnessed that a few times, too.
Yeah.
So now is the time to make all the preparedness, if you can, because it will be here before we know it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's I personally don't have a kit, but I probably should,
Yeah.
Especially if we're loading up three kids. First aid kit, maybe flashlights, batteries, small tools. I don't know if we have a basement, so we're pretty fortunate.
Yeah,
feel pretty comfortable there, but you still got to be ready. And then you want to practice. You want to maybe sometime this weekend. Just do a quick walkthrough. You can do it in 5 minutes or less.
Right.
Just, take your household members to the location where they would go, ideally a basement. If you don't have a basement, like an interior room on the lowest level with no windows or a storm cellar. Now, I remember a couple times I was with my parents when we had some severe weather in Indianapolis and we didn't have a basement. And both my parents had some mobility challenges, and so mm-hmm. I was helping them out. And I got them in the pantry on the lowest level, and it was kind of in the middle of the house, And so I was hoping that
would... My question has always been, though, why do you want to go to the lowest level and you want to have everything fall on top of you?
Well, I think it's better than the highest level where
I'm not arguing that point. I'm just saying.
I think it's because it's the only choice. You want to get as low as you can,
Well, I'm just saying, because I've had several people ask me, and I was fortunate where I lived and where I lived over in Illinois. I knew there was no way, unless it dropped straight down,
mm-hmm.
it happened to be just wanted to just drop. There was no way we were ever going to get hit, and I knew it
mm-hmm.
because if you're in an area where you have a lot of trees around you and you're pretty much. In a regular area where you're just out in the middle of nowhere, you're okay.
Most of the time, maybe.
Yeah. Well, but no,
Mother Nature can.
Seriously,
spank you.
The closest one ever got to me was a mile.
Okay.
And we lived there for 40 plus years.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm just saying, if you got an area, if you're in a neighborhood where you've got trees and you've got some protection like that. They said,
certain areas are a little more vulnerable.
And as I said, unless it drops straight down, I pretty much knew we weren't going to get hit.
Right. Well, one other thing, know the difference between a watch and a warning,
mm-hmm.
because that's very important. A watch means that basically the conditions are favorable for.
Which we get a lot of those.
Yeah.
There's a lot of watches out anymore.
And a watch is kind of like what it says, just watch out.
Yeah.
And keep an eye out and... keep it on YLO and all that. And your weather radio will let you know that, too. But a warning means something's kind of imminent, and a mm-hmm. thunderstorm or tornado is in the area.
Right.
So when you do hear a severe thunderstorm warning or a tornado warning, they're usually directing you to take cover at that time in your county. And the National Weather Service has got better since I started in radio 25 years ago, because they would just, when I started, they would just indicate specific counties. Right. Now they can tell you the southwest portion, the northeast, you know. Mm-hmm. So they're you know, the technology helps.
I can remember when Carl Kirchwell and I did we were going to do a Frankfurt game down at Lebanon for football.
Mm-hmm.
It never got started because there were storms in the area. And then just as they decided to cancel it, they had the tornado sirens go off right there at the field. So we got inside the high school down there at Lebanon, and
That's scary.
They took real good care of us down there. But you don't really understand just how much how loud that siren is unless you're sitting,
Yeah, especially when you're right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I believe you.
Yeah.
So that is Severe Weather Preparedness Week this week. If you get a chance, just talk to the kids and your family about it this weekend if you can. Okay, so a Long Island, New York couple, Ken, is dedicated to spending the rest of their lives together after tying the knot at a Bronx White Castle. I don't know. White Castle, they've kind of branched out the last several years. They take the Valentine's Day reservations, right? Did you know that?
I think so.
Yeah, so they've started doing that. So I guess people kind of think romance, at least until later that night, right? So the Bronx White Castle... Harry Messler and his wife, Anna, of Amityville, New York, won a contest to get married at a White Castle. Ceremony was held at the burger joint Thursday with family, friends, and plenty of sliders.
Yep.
The couple says they're both huge fans of White Castle. Me too. They met online a few years ago and are excited to enjoy a future together filled with burgers and fries.
Of course, there was the movie called The Amityville Horror, too.
That's right. Yeah, that comes later in the night,
yeah.
Right? After you eat the sliders,
that's right?
That's the horror. So I think that's kind of cool if you like that, but I do love me some White Castle. I'm not gonna lie, I like their chicken, their fish. I like the chicken rings and.
Then how come if they have all this stuff out there, which I know they do? How come they don't put it out in the store where you can go get everything and get hamburgers?
Yeah, because they want to. There's not that much demand for it. There's just the demand for the burgers.
It got to be. No, I would disagree with
that. To put them out in the, for it to be economically worth it for them to put it in a store.
Well, I don't care what's economically worth it.
Yeah, right. You just want it.
I just want it.
And we don't have a White Castle in Frankfurt either.
That's right.
Where's the closest one?
Is Lafayette.
Is there one in?
At Meijer.
Oh, okay.
Right, that little shopping area outside of Mall.
I lived there a year and a half and never even ate at that one. I need to make a trek to White Castle this weekend.
I'm just telling you.
No, Shell would probably like that. I don't think so.
There, I'm going to have to give you a geography and a history lesson around here, too. I can see that's coming.
Ken, thanks as always.
No problem.
All right. Thanks to you for joining us, too. And thanks to our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time. And ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We are your free, local, online newspaper.